minister through your word tonight. Thank you for the commandments that you've given us to put into practice in our life and apply them to our lives so that we can walk righteous before you, holy before you, God. We thank you for your word tonight, God. In Jesus' name, we praise you, God. Amen. God bless you. Amen. You can be seated. Obeying the Ten Commandments. Amen. I know this is, you know, we all are familiar with the Ten Commandments, but it's just good at times to just rehearse what it is God wants us to obey. Amen. To keep those things fresh in our minds. Keep them, you know, just know and understand what it is that God wants us to obey. So, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Vain. So we're going to talk about the what. So what exactly is forbidden by the third commandment? Anybody? Sister Pat. Call upon it. Right. Right. Amen. Give it respect. Give it authority. Give it honor. It's a powerful name. The word vain, as it's rendered in the ESV, can mean empty or nothing or worthless or to no good purpose. We are forbidden, therefore, from taking the name of God or taking up the name or bearing the name, as the phrase could be translated, in a manner that is wicked. Or in a manner that is worthless. Or for a wrong purpose. This doesn't mean that we have to avoid the divine name altogether. We need to speak the name. The name Yahweh, the Lord, in most translations appears some 7,000 times in the Old Testament. So we don't need to be superstitious about saying the name of God, speaking that most magnificent, most powerful, most exalted name there is. We need to have a reverence for his name and not be afraid to have his name in our lives. So let's think about Exodus 3:13 through 14, where God speaks to Moses from the burning bush, and Moses asks God. It says, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. They understood who I am was. Amen. The children of Israel knew him as the great I am. And God knew that they would know when Moses spoke those words, that they would know that God has sent a deliverer to them. God himself, as the sovereign, self-existing one, in fact, the covenant name Yahweh is probably connected to the Hebrew verb to be. God is that he is. That is his name. I am. We see the same thing in Exodus 33. Moses asks God to show him his glory, and in reply, God speaks to him his name. Exodus 33:19, it says, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. God is wanting to show us his goodness. Amen. The name of the Lord presents the goodness of God, the mercy of God, the almightiness of God. Exodus 34:6. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Keep mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sins, and that will be no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children, and unto the third and unto the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. God has a mighty name, and his name brings all of these things. His name is merciful. His name is gracious. His name is long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth. God shows himself by speaking his name. Everywhere in Scripture, the name of the Lord is exalted in the highest possible terms. Amen. We as one God believers, we speak the name of Jesus often. Amen. We praise his name. We exalt his name. We lift him up. We tell others about his name. We preach in his name. We pray for people in his name. We do everything in the name of Jesus. Amen. That name is to be exalted. That name is to be lifted up. That name is to be held in high regard in our lives. And we must not take that name and do up anything else with it but what it's entitled for. Amen. So everywhere in Scripture, the name of the Lord is exalted in the highest possible terms. In Psalms 8, it says, verse 1, it says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The name of God is majestic. Amen. It is majesty. He is the King of all kings. Amen. He is Lord of all lords. Amen. There is none higher than the name of God. There is none beside the name of God. The name of Jesus is to be exalted. It is very majestic. Psalms 29:2. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Amen. His name is holy. Amen. When you speak that name and when you think of God, you think of a holy being, a righteous being. Amen. God is holy, and he wants us to have his name applied to us so that we can be holy. Amen. You can't be holy without knowing God. Amen. Because the scripture says our righteousness is as filthy rags. Amen. We can't measure up to the goodness of God. And no matter what you do in your life, no matter where you go, what the people you help, no matter all the things in your life, it's the name of Jesus when it's applied to your life through baptism, amen, that gives you righteous, praise God, you makes you righteous. That name brings his blood, amen. And that blood is the only thing that cleanses us from all sin. Powerful name. Amen. That name we must reverence and not take it lightly. Amen. Sometimes we can get accustomed to the name of Jesus because we do speak it a lot. But we must continually keep that name in reverence and understand that his name is holy. Matthew 6:9. It says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. His name is hallowed. It's to be praised and to bow to. It's to give reverence to. Amen. It's a hallowed name. Amen. We must get a grip of the power, the anointing that's in this name. And if we can understand it and get it into our spirits, amen, what we do with that name can be powerful. Demons have to flee. Amen. Strongholds come down. Walls are broken by the mention of the hallowed name of God. Amen. Aren't you glad that God has revealed his name to you? Amen. He brought it to us, amen, as a way of salvation through the name that was applied, amen, to his life. His name shall be called Jesus. That's what they told him. The angels told Mary and Joseph, his name will be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. It's a hallowed name. Amen. It is to be reverenced. When chief priests asked Jesus who he was, they fell on the ground when he spoke his name. In John 18:4-6. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things, that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus said unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. And as soon as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell on the ground. When you speak the name, Jesus was proclaiming, I am he. I am God Almighty. The Jews understood his words, I am he. And when that power hit them, as he spoke it, they could not stand on their feet because of the authority that the name brings in our lives. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Whatever you are dealing with in your life, if you can just call on the name Jesus, let's say his name, Jesus, there's power in that name tonight. There's healing in that name tonight. There's deliverance in that name tonight. Amen. Anything you need is in the name of Jesus. Jesus proclaimed he was the I am before Abraham even existed. John 8:49-58, it says, Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never taste of death. Thou art greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead. Whom makest thyself? Who are you? They're asking. Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. If it is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his sayings. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? And Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus was in the beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. All the fullness of the Godhead. Amen. All the presence of the one and only true and living God was manifest in the body of the man called Jesus. The great I am was before Moses. Amen. He was there in the beginning. Amen. I'm so glad I know who Jesus is. Amen. and the power that's upon his life through his name. Amen. Hallelujah. The demons come running to him when he walked on the shore. Amen. Because of the power, because of the majesty of that man, that very God man. Amen. I'm so glad that God didn't send Junior down to do his dirty work, but God, as the great I am, robed himself in the form of a man and in the child Jesus Christ, and grew up and went to a cross and died for you and I so that we could have life. Amen. God robed himself in flesh and became Jesus Christ, God Almighty. Hallelujah. That's why we got to reverence the name of Jesus, because it's mighty. It's powerful. Things happen when we speak that name. Amen. God's presence comes when we speak that name. In your darkest hour, in your loneliest time, if you can just speak out that name, something happens. I've heard of people being overtaken by the presence of the devils, amen, trying to snuff their lives out, and they could hardly audibly speak the name, and they just begin to, in their mind, speak the name of Jesus in their mind until they could audibly speak it out. And when they begin to speak that name, that spirit left them, because all power is in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's why you can have power when things are trying to trouble your mind, when things are depression's trying to take over your life and mind and spirit. Amen. You can begin to call upon the name of Jesus. And God can renew and restore your mind. The only reason that they could find to crucify him was when he spoke who he was. All other witnesses that were brought before him and all the things that they told didn't hold true. In Mark 14, it says, "And Jesus said, I am. And ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent their clothes and saith, what need we any further witnesses?" Here he is, this man, just like you and me, telling us that he is the I Am. Away with him. Crucify him. Amen. He is not God. See, God tried to show them who he was. They wouldn't listen. Their hearts were hardened. Amen. Their hearts were not in the right place to receive their Messiah. Just like today, so many hearts are not in the right place to see who Jesus really is. They want to listen to every other book that's written, every other person that says that Jesus is not God manifest in flesh. Amen. But if they would just simply get into his word and begin to read through the pages of the Old Testament right on into the New Testament and see over and over and over again God manifest in flesh. Amen. The great I am, Jesus Christ the righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. It is so plain. It is so clear. If we just follow the word of God and obey it, there's power in his name. Amen. We must reverence his name. We must give honor to his name. We must adore his name. Amen. When we speak that name, it ought to be with such respect. It ought to be with such love. Amen. Because we know him. We don't just know of him. That name resides on us. Amen. He has adopted you. That name is your daddy's name. He's brought you into a family. Amen. There's a precious name. We must keep that name and not profane it. The apostles proclaimed that in Acts 4:12, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. Father's not a name. Son is not his name. Holy Ghost is not his name. Amen. His name is Jesus Christ. And when I get my sins remitted, I must go down in water and let some preacher, some man of God, speak that mighty name over my life so that my sins are washed away. Amen. Amen. There's power in his name. Paul assured the Romans in Romans 10:13. It says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." After I've applied that name in baptism upon my life, that's that now I have it. I have his blood. Amen. And I can just call on the name of the Lord, and salvation continually flows over my life. Amen. Through the power, the mighty, magnificent, all-knowing, mighty name of Jesus. His salvation continues to cleanse me. It continues to wash me. Amen. The blood flows when we speak his name. Amen. Hallelujah. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Call his name. Amen. When you're broken, call his name. When you've messed up, call his name. Keep the blood flowing. Let the river flow. Amen. Keep the well springing up inside of you. Philippians 2:10. The culminating event of all creation is when that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and of things in earth and things under the earth. That at the name, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. What a mighty name. The Bible does not want us to forget the holy importance of his divine name. We must not take any part of Jesus' name or God or parts of God in our day-to-day speech. Words like, "Geez," or "Gosh." Slang words for God. Sometimes people say, "Jesus Christ," as a show of disgust or frustration, or "Oh my God." This includes both throwaway words like God. Sometimes people say, Jesus Christ, as a show of their frustration. And they use it. They speak as they speak the name triflingly and flippant. Not just swearing ways, but cheap ways. Low and insignificant ways that just treat him like a commodity. He's no commodity. Amen. Amen. He's not just a little boy that you just call on whenever you feel like you need him around. He ought to be Lord over your life. Amen. That name ought to be the first thing you think of in the morning and all day long and think of before you go to bed at night. Amen. You ought to wake up in the middle of the night speaking that name. Amen. That name ought to be a mighty name in our lives. It wouldn't hurt to get out in the middle of the night and just bow before that name and reverence that name. Let God know that you mean more to me than anything in this world. It frustrates God when we are just jesting his name and not in need of him. When you speak his name, he shows up. God comes to attention. The positive way to look at it is to revere God, delight in God, know God. Do you know him tonight? Do you know who Jesus is? Is he a part of your life? Is he everything in your life? Delight in him, know him. Fill up God with all that he is. And then out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. The mouth will begin to speak of the majesty, of the goodness, of the great things that God has. Amen. That God is. Amen. All the wonders of God. Amen. You'll begin to speak those things. I think it is far better to take the commandment and not focus on much on the negative. That is, don't lie. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't kill. But rather focus on where those come from and put the emphasis there. And here, don't take his name in vain. Would mean that you take his name in vain because he is empty to you. Your mind doesn't feel the weight and fullness of his glory. So that's the key. Vain is empty. So don't empty God of his weight and his glory. Fill it up. Fill it up rather than empty it. The name. One last way we can look at taking the Lord's name in vain is if we are baptized in the mighty name of Jesus. And then we fall short of living a holy and righteous life. And never call on the name of the Lord for our sins to be remitted. We have taken his name on us in vain. That's why nobody should ever backslide. Amen? Because at the mention of his name, your sins can be remitted. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how far you've went. I'm telling you, if you can call that name of Jesus and let his blood come flowing over you, you can find forgiveness. You can find salvation. Hallelujah. Don't allow the name of God to be in vain, what he done for us. Amen. There's power in it. Amen. Let his cleansing power, no matter where you find yourself, amen, call upon the name. Don't let what he did be in vain. Revelations 12, 10 through 11 says, then I heard a voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. You can overcome anything that you're dealing with in your life if you will just get it under the name. Amen. Get it under his precious, magnificent, all-knowing, omnipresent, mighty, majestic name. And that name will allow blood to cover you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a precious name of Jesus that wants to flow over your life tonight. Amen. Why don't we stand and just call upon the name? Why don't we just speak that name in situations in our life? Amen. Things that we know are going on around us. Why don't we begin to preach and speak that name of Jesus? Because every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. His name is high and lifted up. His train fills the temple. Amen. He wants to fill your temple tonight. The power that's upon the name of Jesus. He wants to make you worthy through his name. Hallelujah. You are more than a conqueror through the name of Jesus. Don't take it lightly. Don't speak it lightly. Speak the name in reverence. Lift up the name. Magnify the name. Hallelujah. Preach the name. Tell everybody about the name. Amen. There's holy, wonder, working power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in that name tonight. If you need healing, call that name out. In Jesus' name, over my body. In Jesus' name, over this sickness. In Jesus' name, over this disease. By the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Devils have to flee. Strongholds come down. Hallelujah. There's power in the name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing can withstand the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He is the great I am. Hallelujah. Praise the name. Hallelujah. Oh, we need to tell somebody about that name. Hallelujah. We need to tell somebody about that name, Sister Donna.
We just have a victory report Monday night. Emma's been sick, and we've been praying over her, and she started getting a fever on and off in the weekend. And Monday night, we ended up in the ER. She was in a lot of pain. And from the ER, they were concerned enough to send us down to Akron Children's, so she had to ride the ambulance down to Akron Children's. And Donnie and I prayed before we went to the ER.
Amen.
He answers, he listens to us, he answers, and he takes care of us.
Amen.
We're just about to get ready to start worrying about, okay, 2 days, what do we do? Who do we watch? Who needs? And I didn't have to worry about it any, all of it, because God just took care of it. We were home, she's been home resting and being better and taking her meds, and she's going with us tomorrow, I believe.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We have a great and mighty God. Amen. Sister.
I also have a praise report. I told you guys, or I asked for prayer for my sister Sharon, that breast cancer runs in her family. Well, it ran into our family, so it ran into the blood of Jesus. Because what, she went to have the expensive test, and they said, why are you even here? We don't see anything.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Over and over and over and over, God is doing great things. Amen. Praise God. You have something to tell somebody tomorrow, that Jesus can do something powerful in your life. Amen. If you'll just honor that name, and if you'll apply that name, no telling what God will do with you. God bless you. Amen. Be this.